Okay, we got a typical Wednesday type approach for us, simulating a typical in-season routine, how we get our information, how we study our opponent, kind of the processes that we go through. So obviously it's still preseason. We still have a large roster with decisions to make, but in terms of how we go through the week, the structure is very much like in-season. So that's how we're doing it. So questions?
Will there be like game planning this week at all, or go through that, or basically approach it like a...
Well, there's always a collection of, you know, what things are we going to do or not do. You just typically don't do as much during the preseason. But, you know, going through the process of how we put together our information that we provide the players, how the players get that information, whether it's on their iPad and the playbooks, different things like that. So, you know, kind of teaching how we break down opponents, what we're looking for, the things that that they need to be able to handle as we go through a week.
You guys play Dallas far later in the year, but does it have any impact in what you'll do in this game? Just the fact that
not so much the fact that we play them again, as much as, you know, what do you really want to show coming out of this, right, you know, preseason? Okay. So, but I mean, they're going to see us, and we'll see them between now and December.
Right.
So, plenty of opportunity. So there's no real concern there.
Or did you get Jihad back healthy? What could he bring to this defense?
Yeah, well, you know, we're excited about the off season that he had, you know, prior to needing to kind of mend. And he's a good young player that, you know, had a really strong off season, and we're excited about, you know, letting him compete and letting him show us what he can do. But I know he's a big, strong, athletic guy, and certainly great to have him back, you know, at work and able to continue to develop him.
Did he get stronger in the offseason? What are you doing offseason?
He's pretty strong. No, he's pretty strong. I thought he was more decisive in everything he did. A little bit like Carl in terms of, you know, guys that are in their second year, they've kind of gone through it. You know, as a rookie, you learn the ropes, you learn the kind of things that are going to come up, and you're a little more comfortable in your own skin and in what you're being asked to do within the scheme.
Did the time off, is there a concern that it kind of broke his momentum a little bit?
Well, sure. I mean, he's going to have a little rust he'll have to work through. Yeah. You know, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, been paying attention, and, you know, we'll get a good look at him this week.
Is this a big week for Donald in terms of, if he doesn't report this week, does his ability to see a full snap workload week one, is that jeopardized? Does he need to be here this week in order to play week one a full load?
I'll just coach the guys that are here. You know, I'm not going to really go any further on this subject.
You always want to see improvement. Derek Carr each year has improved. So what do you see this year that's different, say, from last year?
Yeah, I think you're touching on something that I think is important for all of our players, you know, that you're constantly striving for improvement. And I think he has each of the years that we've been together, each of the last couple of years, he has gotten a little bit better each year, and, you know, we're hoping that continues. You know, he's still a young player, there's still a lot of growth in front of him, and I think that's how he's looking at it. You know, I think that's how, you know, Coop's looking at it. I think that's how Khalil's looking at it. These guys are good football players, but you know, you have to sustain that, and you have to grow that and continue to develop. And I think they're all of those guys are working that way.
Anything specifically, Derek? I think about leadership either.
No, I think it's a collection. You know, when you're playing the quarterback position, you know, it involves everything. Leadership's a part of it. You know, the way you prepare, how you analyze, the timing you get down with your receivers, the command of the offense, the ability to direct the offense at the line. Those are all areas where, you know, he has grown as we've had him here over the last 3 years, and we're looking to continue that growth.
You've talked a few times about telling all the players, and us for that matter, that you don't care where a guy comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You touched a little bit on this the other night about him, but did Nicholas Morrow kind of like a prime example of that? I mean, Division III showing up here and then flashing a little bit.
Yeah, he's flashed a little bit. I think that's proof. I think, you know, Jalen last year was a great example, you know. So, you know, once they get here, it's really a great opportunity for them. You know, we put actions behind it. It's not just words. I think they understand that. And you know, certainly we'll see. You know, with Morrow, we'll see how he continues. But he's done a good job, done enough for us to, you know, throw him out there the other night and see how he'd respond.
What have you seen from this group of interior defensive linemen, and with Ward back and Mandardos too, yeah, and Mario healthy? Do you think this is a vast upgraded unit in talent?
It definitely is a much deeper group than we've had. More athletic group than we've had, so I'm very encouraged by the early signs that I've seen in pads throughout camp against a very good offensive line, you know, that we have. So another great test this week to evaluate these guys, because we're playing, you know, one of the better lines in the league. So great opportunity to evaluate, develop, continue to push, but we feel like we have strengthened ourselves there, and that's probably the strength of the defense right now.
You're 9 for Crabtree. Is he a guy that's kind of getting better with age a little bit, I think? Has he gotten better the last few years?
Yeah, he's been pretty darn good since he's been here, you know, for us. And he's been very, very reliable target for Derek. I think they're, you know, comfortable, you know, with the rapport they have. And, you know, he's had a strong camp and been playing well for us. So, yeah, you know, I'm very pleased with the way things are going there.
Keon Hatcher in the fourth quarter, the way he was showing coverage recognition and even situational recognition on that third down, is he someone you consider to be a bright spot to end the game? And what have you seen from him overall in that night?
Yeah, we've got a group that we're trying to sort through right there at the wideout position. And yeah, he had a good, you know, late game performance. I think there are several guys that, you know, that did some good things in that game, and it's not just what they do as receiver, recognizing coverages or getting open or catching the ball, but, you know, how they perform on special teams is also a big part of it. So, you know, he's certainly in the mix of guys that you know, they all have an opportunity, but he's certainly one of the guys that's done a nice job with the opportunities he has had.
So Seth Roberts is the lead scratch on Saturday? Is,
yeah,
that injury related or just
He's got illness.
Illness?
Yeah.
How do you put on rotate?
I gave you injury information.
Merry
Christmas.
So how do you put on rotating Feliciano with Cordero in those kickoff return drills?
Yeah, that's a tough decision, you know. how can we get the ball in Feliciano's hands? That's what we're looking for. Well, it's obviously we're glad we have an athletic guy there, able to catch punts and able to take that ball and get some yardage, but we'll stick with 84.